ashes all around you. And for once, never wonder what they were. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we're all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or let the eagle tell you where he's been? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us today Lorraine Royal. She is the new executive director of Animal Ark in Hastings. And for people that don't know, Animal Ark is a no-kill shelter for dogs and cats. And we are just thrilled to have you in studio. Great to meet you.
Thank you. Great to meet you as well.
Well, thanks for coming in. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, Lorraine.
Well, I've been employed at the Animal Ark for the past 8 years. I started out as an adoption specialist there and then worked myself up to the executive director position.
And what's an adoption specialist?
An adoption specialist is a counselor that counsels people that are interested in adopting from us. We oversee the applications of the adopters and then counsel them to make the right match with the animal.
Because that's important, isn't it? You want to be sure that the dogs and cats that you have at your place, are they go to their forever home and they don't somehow end up in another adoption place, right?
Correct, yes. All of our animals are, you know, up to date on shots, spayed and neutered and microchipped. So even if they do end up in a different place where they're not supposed to be, we get the call actually and we will pick up the animal.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Good. So Animal Ark actually has been around in Hastings for many, many years, and you have a lovely spot south of town. Tell people where you're located.
We're located on 2600 Industrial Court in Hastings, 55033. It's a nice little building. We're right in the cul-de-sac. It's a dead-end street. And we do have about 25 dogs on site, as well as 85 cats.
Oh my gosh. So that seems like that's an awful lot of cats.
It is. At the moment, we're what is called the kitten season. So we take in a lot of stray moms with their babies. And that, of course, gets the count up. We do have to house them for a while or try to find fosters for them because, you know, kittens, it will take a while before we can adopt them out. They need to be at least 3 months old before we get them spayed and neutered and up to date on shots. So kittens usually are with us for about 12 to 14 weeks before we can find homes for them.
So what are some of the challenges that you face besides the large number of animals that you have? What are some of the challenges at Animal Ark?
The challenges that we face at the moment is volunteers. We are always looking for new volunteers. Volunteers really help us with fostering as well as adoption and help us with the daily task of taking out dogs, socializing cats. We really count on our volunteers to help us.
So what are some of the exact duties that volunteers can help you with, please?
Volunteers can help us with dog socialization.
So what does that mean?
That means coming in, spending some time with the dog in a social room. You can also work with, we have trainers on staff as well. You can work with our trainers to train our dogs. Training always makes them more
adaptable,
of course. And we also have dog walking, where you can come and you can walk the dogs. Dogs love to walk. They like to play with one another. I would like to get more volunteers together to hold play groups with our dogs.
Okay.
It's really important for dogs to socialize with other dogs.
I bet it is. So when you talk about the walking, what sort of a time commitment are some of these things?
Yes, we ask that our volunteers spend at least once a week for 2 hours at the shelter. If you know, of course, during the holidays, people go away, and we count on that. But like I said, I would like to see at least one volunteer once a week for, you know, 2 to 3 hours.
So during those 2 to 3 hours, you'd take out a couple of dogs to go walking
or
something?
You'd take a few dogs, yeah. You can, you know, we match you up with the right dog, and then you spend, you know, at least a half an hour with that particular dog outside. In the wintertime, it gets a little bit more challenging because of the cold. But in the spring and summer and fall, we have volunteers that they come in and they sometimes spend like 5-6 hours at the shelter and hang out with our dogs and cats, which is really helpful. It makes a big difference in their lives.
How can you tell that, please? Are they like us? Their dogs, I know for sure, are social.
They're a very, very social animal, and they need to socialize. You can see it in their little faces when they see their favorite volunteers come. They jump up, they bark. They're just incredibly happy when they see that particular person walking through the door. And they know it. They hear the car already. We have one particular dog named Rocket, and when he sees Paul coming, he hears the car, and he's jumping up and down in his room. So it's amazing the difference a volunteer can make in an animal's life.
That's really sweet. What about cats? They're not as social, are they?
Cats are actually very social as well, but, you know, we don't take them outside. But we do have people that come in and socialize with them. What I'm trying to establish right now is a reading program for children to come with their parent on a weekend and spend some time in one of our cat rooms and read to the cats. It helps the children learn how to read, perhaps, and it's really good for the cats because cats do get lonely as well, and they need that socialization with people.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's not going yet, but we're working on it. I'm trying to collect some volunteers that can help me with that.
That really sounds like a sweet idea and a win-win for
it's
everybody.
It's a win-win, yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Is. So let's talk about you personally. Are you a dog or a cat person or both?
I'm both. I have a house full right now. I have 4 dogs, and I don't even want to say how many cats I have right now, so I would get in some little bit of trouble. But I have 3 dogs are from the Animal Ark. One is my own. He's 14 now. He's a German Shepherd. So I've always had German Shepherds my entire life. And so I have 2 German Shepherds and then a little Yorkie and a little Lhasa from the Animal Ark as well.
And how are they all getting along?
Fine. It took a little bit of time to socialize them, but they're getting along great. Yeah, no issues. The cats too. So once in a while, you have a little bit of a disruption, but they work it out.
Right? Isn't that cute? Just like us as humans,
mm-hmm. we work it out.
Yeah, we work it out if we have the time.
No choice. You have to work it out.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit more about some upcoming events at the Animal Ark.
Well, we have September 15th, we have a PetSmart adoption event coming up, and we will be bringing our puppies. We have some hound puppies right now that we got from the reservation. They will be there. They are about 12 weeks old right now.
I'm looking at them online. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
They are a Great Pyrenees hound mix. They're just wonderful.
So how big will they get then?
We're not certain. We're guessing anywhere between 50 and 60 pounds, anywhere between that. So they're a nice medium-sized dog. So they're very well-mannered. They're very quiet. They haven't really discovered their howl yet, but I'm assuming that will come sooner or later.
Their faces are darling. So one is named Dash and Deke, and then the girl is Dory,
yes.
Oh, what are their little personalities like?
They're very playful. They like hanging out with one another. When you walk by their room, they're always hanging out in their on the cot together. They're very clingy right now. But, you know, I like to send them home where perhaps there is another dog. It's not necessary, but it would be nice for them to have a play companion.
Oh, because they're so darn playful?
Yes.
Oh, so cute. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned all your wonderful cats. Boy, you have some real unique-looking cats.
We do.
Tell us about the variety.
We have a variety of cats. We have some cats, long hair, torties, short hair. We also take in some needy cats. We have one right now that I took in who was a diabetic. His name is Goose. He's a white cat, beautiful cat. He was at the animal control and in need of a place to go. So we took him in. He is on insulin shots twice a day, but he's just a wonderful cat. Then we have some young kittens that will be available soon. They're still nursing. They will be made available probably in another couple of months or so.
I got to tell you, Lily, the cat I'm looking at, Lily looks like a dog the way she's standing.
Yeah, she is. And Lily has attitude. We call her the little attitude, actually. Okay. She's very, very playful, and she should be the only cat.
Okay.
She doesn't get along with other cats so well. So she has to be top cat.
You know, it must be really fun to spend time with these animals because you do get to see their personalities, don't you?
Yeah, you get to see them and you get to know them. You know, it's bittersweet because we are no-kill shelter, which is wonderful, and I really believe in the no-kill mission. But some of our animals, you know, you become very attached because they're with us for a while before we find them their home. And so when they leave, it's always, like I said, a little bit bittersweet, but we're always happy to send them into good homes. I do all the home visits for our dogs, making sure that the dogs go into, you know, good homes. And yeah, so.
I'm looking at Gracie the cat. Mm-hmm. She's not a spring chicken. She's 10
nope,
years.
She's 10 years old.
Yep.
She's
beautiful cat.
Beautiful cat. Long. She does have the long black hair. She has a little bit of a silver undercoat, actually.
Real pretty.
She did have some urinary issues, but she's doing very, very well with us right now. But she's a senior, so we do have seniors as well.
And, you know, senior cats and dogs are sometimes just perfect.
They're perfect.
For the right family.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So Lily's still a kitten with her attitude? Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's a young one.
She's going to be trouble.
She's a little bit of a trouble, so... You know, we need to place her in the right home, and she'll be great.
Oh. Well, let's talk about some of these dogs, mm-hmm. because I see a funny, cute little wiener dog, dachshund, named Jojo.
Oh, Jojo. Jojo and Ruger, actually. Jojo and Ruger, they came in to us. It was a private surrender. We take private surrenders. The woman was just not able to take care of them anymore, so she brought them in to us. We do have one of our board members, actually, Denise Maiden. She is fostering them right now, Jojo and Ruger. We don't want to split them up when we get
Are they siblings?
They're not siblings, but they've been together for a long time.
Yeah.
So when they come in together, we will adopt them out together as well. We don't split our animals, cats or dogs. They will stay together.
That's awfully nice. Mm-hmm. Anakin, tell me about him.
Anakin.
Beautiful dog.
Anakin is actually not with us. Anakin, we sometimes do courtesy posting for other rescues.
Yes.
And Anakin was a courtesy posting by a different rescue that had asked me if I could post Anakin on our website, and I said yes. So we do that as well sometimes.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice. So tell me about some of these other dogs mm-hmm. that you actually have rescued some dogs from very far away. I see a whole grouping from the country of Oman.
Yes, we partnered with the Oman Rescue actually a year and a half ago. It's been this long already. And these dogs are called Wadi dogs, and they actually live on the streets. Unfortunately, some of these dogs get shot, they get abused, mistreated, so they're taken to one particular rescue, and that rescue is a no-kill rescue as well, which is incredible, and they do incredible work over there with those dogs, but they have a hard time finding homes for them. So they reached out to us and to other places in the U.S., and ask if we would be interested in partnering with them. And I jumped on it and I said, yeah, you know, that would be great. So they get the animal spayed and neutered, up to date on shots. They actually microchip over there as well. And then they find flight buddies. And then they are shipped out to Chicago. They fly into Chicago. And then I drive out to Chicago and I pick them up.
Oh, just think of what these dogs have been through.
A lot. They've been through a lot.
They're beautiful.
We have one right now. Her name is Bonnie. And Bonnie's from Oman. She is 5 years old. She was at that particular rescue for 5 years. No one was ever able to touch her or even put a lead on her to take her outside. We are walking her at this very moment. She is coming around very, very slowly. She does live in the office with Max, her German Shepherd, that is paralyzed.
Oh, I know Max. Sure. Max has a kind of a wheelchair, doesn't
he? He has a wheelchair. He's on his second wheelchair right now.
So great.
He does get acupuncture once a week, as well as laser therapy. And physical therapy. So he's a busy body.
Tell us about Benji.
Benji, I just picked up actually. He's been with us for 3 weeks now. He flew in from Mexico. And Benji went through a lot. His story is pretty sad. He was found on the streets. He did have cancer in its jaw. So he did receive chemotherapy as well as removed the masses. And then he was sent out to us.
He looks great.
He is a wonderful dog. He's on hold already for adoption.
Oh, how wonderful.
Pending a home visit.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, what are some of the other things that you want our listeners to know? So if we want to volunteer, you're mm-hmm. always looking for volunteers.
We're always looking for volunteers.
How old do you need to be, please?
18.
Okay.
You need to be 18 or older. If you have a child that's under 18 and would like to volunteer with us, the parent has to accompany the child. The parent always has to be with them. Simply because it is a liability, you're working with live animals, so the child has to be 18 or older to volunteer.
And what would be a good way to get a hold of you, please?
You can fill out a volunteer application online, and then it goes to our volunteer coordinator. And then the volunteer coordinator will get a hold of the new volunteer and set up a time to meet. And we schedule a volunteer orientation that they have to attend.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just great to meet you. Congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
Lorraine Royal, she's the new executive manager of Animal Ark in Hastings. And if you want to learn more, please go to animalark.org. And one of my favorite things to do when I'm supposed to be sleeping is go on your website and read about all your cute little animals. I love looking at their faces because I do think you can learn a lot about looking at their faces.
You can. The mm-hmm. animals have so many different expressions.
They
it's
do.
Amazing.
They do.
It's truly amazing.
Yes. So. Well, great to meet you and continued
you.
Success in your work, Lorraine.
Thank you so much.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
You learn things you never knew, you never knew.